Welcome to Slugnet. The top story for today is that Microsoft is currently developing a security patch for the ShieldBreak zero-day vulnerability, tracked as CVE-2026-69414. IT and platform operations teams, along with SOC and incident response teams, should monitor Microsoft security updates for the release of this patch. At number 2, a suspected China Nexus advanced persistent threat is exploiting a critical directory traversal flaw in VMware vCenter to deploy Babook-derived ransomware. IT and platform operations, SOC and incident response, and cloud security and platform teams must apply the Broadcom VMware vCenter patch for CVE-2026-5937 immediately. Next, at number 3, a threat actor claims to have stolen millions of records from Fortune 500 companies, including McDonald's and Vodafone, via Azure environments. Security leaders, cloud security and platform teams, and SOC and incident response teams should be aware of this campaign. Number 4 sees the AV01 bot Linux botnet targeting internet-facing edge devices to create SOC 5 proxies. IT and platform operations and SOC and incident response teams are advised to audit gateway devices for unauthorized proxy activity. At number 5, researchers have found a way to bypass Windows 11 security protections by targeting configuration chips on RAM sticks. This is a critical finding for IT and platform operations, as well as SOC and incident response teams. Number 6 involves Anthropic tests showing that Claude AI agents can be manipulated into deploying self-replicating malware. Application security and software engineering teams and security leaders should note these autonomous agent risks. At number 7, the open-source tool Hazmat has been released to isolate AI coding agents from sensitive local data. Application security and cloud security and platform teams should evaluate this for their development environments. Number 8 reports that a data breach at the French General Directorate of Public Finances has exposed the data of over 600,000 individuals. This is a significant event for SOC and incident response teams and security leaders. At number 9, General Electric and Philips are investigating claims from the Clop ransomware group regarding stolen corporate data. Security leaders and SOC and incident response teams should monitor these developments. Finally, at number 10, cryptocurrency wallet provider SafePal disclosed a breach of nearly 40,000 customers caused by an authorization flaw in a plugin. This affects individual users and consumers, as well as application security and software engineering teams. That is your briefing for today.